Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Buenos dias, Space Queen.
Buenos dias.
That's my extent of Spanish. I did take 6 years.
And that's
years
as far as you got?
Well, you know, I got around Italy with it.
All right.
You can actually get around Italy with a little bit of Spanish. Sort of similar.
Yeah, it sounds the same.
Well, how's it going?
Kind of the same. Pretty good.
The ladies are here. We got some more ladies arriving, but welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Tucson, Arizona's number one radio podcast about all things medical cannabis.
Your host, Bellstar.
And
the women of Weed Day, Space Queen and Lady Luck.
Lady Luck will be calling in today.
Yep, she had a little car trouble.
Yep.
Dang cars. I'm telling you, we should just ride horses. They don't break down as much.
I know.
They don't need as much. Okay, let's not even go there.
Yeah,
welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We'll have
interviews, trade reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large.
If you want to call in, you can call 646-915-8421. That is 646-915-8421. You can also email us at thctucson@gmail.com or blog your questions to have them aired weekly. You know, we watch everything that you guys blog on here. We're watching.
Our peeps are here this morning.
Yep.
Good morning.
We'd also like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting our show this morning. Along with certifications, you'll find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Woo-hoo!
Speaking of which, they are having a festival of education on April 20th.
Go figure.
6 p.m. at the center.
Yep. Noon to 6 o'clock, 5301 East Broadway. You'll see everybody right out in the front parking lot. There will be bands, demonstrations, vendors, education, psychic readings, massages, and more. It's going to be a fabulous time. Yeah,
you can check out their website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Also, you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/tumbleweedshealthcenter.
I think it's /THCAZ.
Is it?
I think so. But if you just look up Tumbleweeds Health Center on Facebook, I'm sure something will
come
up.
Oh, yeah. In the search for Tumbleweeds Health Center.
Just search it up. Big news.
Big news?
Tumbleweeds Health Center is moving.
They are moving.
We're moving.
Next door.
To the next parking lot over. Don't panic, folks. Don't panic. Easier access. No steps, no walk-ups. Quick ramp in to a beautiful new space. The address, the new address, is 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. So, see, seriously, it was 5301. Still is for a little time. And now it's going to be, as of May 1st, 5315. Suite 105.
Awesome.
Yeah, right out front. You'll see signs up on the little marquee. You'll see us out front. And it's going to be fabulous. Lady Luck is texting over here. It just got distracted. Lady Luck's texting. So anyway, lots going on. And when you come to the Festival of Education on April 20th at noon at 5301 East Broadway, we will point to the parking lot where we will be moving to. How's that? We'll show you.
We'll take you over there.
Personal tour. We'll say there it is. Go there. It's right next to the Embassy Suites, actually. So if you come to Tumbleweeds, you're tired, go get a room at the Embassy.
Yeah. You know, some of those indicas or sativas might affect you in such a way where you need to.
Yeah. So we've got some bloggers. We are saying good morning to our bloggers this morning. Let's see. Who's on air with us? We were going to have Lady Luck call in pretty soon. But what's going on this morning? What's happening? You just did something huge. Something huge just happened to you. Let's chat about this because we can't even. She's got a
Monday morning
country music program. What is this? The 48th?
The 48th Academy of Country Music Awards.
Yes.
My Space King and I went to it this past weekend. We went to Vegas. Got sent out, set up in the Excalibur for a night. And we saw all the stars at the Academy of Country Music Awards. It was pretty fun.
That's the sound that happened when Space Queen and Space King were walking onto the red carpet.
Totally.
Totally. She won tickets. It was awesome.
Yeah, I won them on another radio show, 97.1 Wild Country.
Nice.
In Tucson, Arizona.
Sweet.
Won a free T-shirt on Tuesday, last Tuesday. And then Thursday, I found out I won the tickets. So it was pretty cool. I had 2 days to get ready to go.
You did it.
I did it. It was so much fun. Quite an experience. Everybody should go to an award show at least once in their life.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no other place you would get to be with so many of your favorite stars in the same room.
And surprise stars, I hear. You were really shocked when somebody...
Yeah, John Mayer
Woo-woo!
Showed up to the show, and he was playing with Brad Paisley. I mean, he was ripping that guitar. It was great. Unfortunately,
fantastic.
We were in a different arena from him, but it was still pretty big. It was
so
awesome.
They had different arenas set up around the whole
yeah,
event for
like
people
the,
to play? Oh, that makes sense.
Some of the show was over at the Orleans, and then they would feed it through to the MGM and show you on their broadcast what we were seeing from there. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you get to see how like they set up between each of the places. Like
wow.
if they were cut to the Orleans, they were setting up over at the MGM. It was pretty cool.
That is really cool. Did anybody famous get to meet you? I mean,
no.
You were speaking. they didn't know you were
I know,
there. Obviously,
right?
It was last minute. They were. Had they known, it would have been a logistical nightmare.
I know. Special guest, Space Queen.
Holy cow, that would have just been madness. So Space Queen and I get to have a show high five. Woo! This is fun. And we're going to do something we've not done in a long time. I mean, we're going to do some commercials, too, which we do all the time.
Yeah.
But we're going to do an actual strain review, which
like,
is going to be
real,
really fun.
I'm sober as a judge right now.
How do you know judges are sober? I wouldn't make that comment.
Okay.
I'm not so sure this sounds
good. Sober
fit.
As a pastor should be.
Oh,
I like it.
Well, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So before we get to the pastor pot, we have commercial.
Grower's House. If you live in the Tucson area and shop for hydroponics online, visit Grower's House at 227 East Valencia or at growershouse.com for wholesale priced hydroponic equipment. Grower's House offers free classes, one-on-one help with grow rooms, and a price match guarantee. Not to mention Growers House staff are experienced growers, which can help you get started and succeed in your growing endeavors.
Woo-hoo, they are awesome. Nate and Paul. Paul and Nate, father, son,
Paul
team.
And Nate.
Paul and Nate, father, son, team. They're great. Go down there. They're always willing to chat it up about what's going on in your garden. Very experienced guys and soon to be gals down there. I know it. I can feel it coming on.
They're also really good about helping you out if you're on a budget because
yeah.
I know that Space King is on a budget and he got his setup really nice.
Oh, good. Yes, and very inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And when you're done growing, guess what you're going to do with your meds, folks? You're going to get them tested. Why? Because you need to. You need to know that they're A, pest and fungi free, and B, you need to know what's in it. What your cannabinoids are. Give them the spiel. Give them the spiel.
AZ Med Testing offers medical marijuana testing in Arizona to ensure medicine is safe and effective in treating patients. Through scientific methodology, we extract the cannabinoid percentages from the medicine and provide analytical reporting for each cannabinoid characteristic.
Whoa.
Quality analytical cannabis testing, including alien matter study, cannabinoid survey, microbiological evaluation, moisture presence analysis, pest and fungi evaluation. And you can visit them at azmedtest.com for more information about product testing.
And they might actually be here for our Festival of Education event, which would just be wonderful because they're awesome. They were here for Tumbleweed Health Center's one-year anniversary, which was a blast. So we're hoping that the same folks and more will be out there to educate all of you
on everything you need
kids
to know.
Out there. Yeah.
Any questions you have.
And if you have questions and you want to know some more things about what's going on in this town and the world at large,
you can check out the Mary Jane Survival Guide, Woo-hoo. A medical marijuana patient guide for anyone seeking MMJ information in the state of Arizona. Recipes, pictures, articles, clinics, clubs, and more. MJSurvival.com. We've covered a few of the brochures, all six of them,
yep.
in past shows. So episodes, you can totally go into our archives and check those out.
Yeah, you can check out the archives actually from tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. I hear they've featured some of our shows recently.
Really?
Yeah. Weeds Day Wednesday. Yes, spell it wrong. Weeds Day.
W-E-E-D-S-D-A-Y.
Don't autocorrect that.
S-D-A-Y.
It will come up as Wheat State.
Or Wednesday.
It's a Wheat State. Yeah, exactly. Hey, wherever you want to be, but just come hang with us. So, yeah, great little guide. You can actually get a subscription. I was going to say prescription, but that's what we want for a minute. You can get a subscription to MJ Survival Guide. And I think it's $29.95. They will send it right to your house. It's really, really awesome. Everyone should have one. And if you don't want to do that, you can come to Tumbleweeds Health Center and pick one up for yourself. They're great. We've got 5 and 6 here. We ran out of 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can also pick up the Tucson Weekly from now on. Every new weekly will be here. Our stand is coming in soon. They ordered us a little stand.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So come down and support our medical marijuana supporters and go-getters.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith has been writing articles for the weekly about medical marijuana for, I think, almost 2 years. All of those articles are accessible online at TucsonWeekly, is it .com? Let's see, TucsonWeekly.com. If you go to the opinion section and then to MMJ, medical marijuana, you'll find all those articles there. So check them out. And we've got some bloggers going on here. Let's see. We've got some blogging going on. This is the fun thing about the radio show. Wow. We got a beautiful picture of something we'd love to have right here with us, but we don't. That's not fair. Bring that here. That's gorgeous. That's not fair. Harvest time. That was great. Thank you for that beautiful picture. And you are so welcome. Thank you for being here every week with us. Speaking of harvest time, so Bellstar likes to dabble, and Tech Guy's doing something he always gets on me for, but Bellstar likes to dabble in cultivation herself, and she came up with something a friend of hers gave her called Grand Lemon, and to her quite wonderful surprise, it turned out pretty good, and Space Queen, being sober as a judge and a pastor should be, and legal enforcement and all others in the quote-unquote authority. She's going to try this. We're going to use, also, we are going to be pure and clean and butane-free for the most part. We're going to use beeline.
Beeline hemp wick.
Organic hemp wick with organic beeswax. I guess the bees are organic. They have little O's, green O's on their backs as they fly around. That's how you know organic bees are around. They were stamped. They just need the O, USDA, the whole thing didn't fit. So we've got some organic beeswax. We love this stuff here. We sell the heck out of this. You light the bee. It's like a wick. It's what it is. You light the wick, and you use that to, wait a minute, you're cheating. We're going to do it. Yep. You're just going right for the bowl. We need a description. We need touching, smelling, looking.
So the bud, like the actual bud on the stem, is really, like, dense. It's hard. And it's got red hairs all over it, THC, has a yang. I can see it all over. And it's dense. It's really dense. And kind of looks like a berry. I'm going to take a picture and put it on Facebook for you guys. And it smells. It smells almost like, well, lemon, obviously, but.
Grand Lemon. Not quite sure where this came from exactly, but someone gave it to us, and we just.
It's just got that.
From a seed. Threw it in a bucket. Good. I know. And it's just, it's dense. It's beautiful. Smells good. You're not supposed to feel it too much, but it's, you know, you should check it out.
I'm going to take a picture for you guys.
And we're
going to
Facebook this one, yeah, because you definitely have to see it. Since they teased us with theirs, we're going to tease them right back. Harvest time indeed. So to continue the review, as Space Queen is photographing this, check out Facebook. It'll be up there in seconds. So
seconds.
Now she can use her, after she blogs this, however she does, she can use her hemp wick and test it out. Here we go. Here we go. Hang on 1 second. And, oh, don't burn yourself. I'm not good with that. Look at that. Upside down lighter. All right. Well, here we go. We've got these great, this is a great little water bong. It's teeny tiny, but it's just the right size. And actually, someone says, they don't have Facebook. Can we post a link to that picture somewhere? Where can we do that?
We can throw it up on the website a little later.
Yeah, we can do that. We can throw it up on the website. That will do. Good idea for those that don't have Facebook. Don't want to join the Facebook revolution or evolution, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, well, it's a thick hit, that's for sure.
Woo, it got her. I cleaned that water pipe this morning. So she's now sipping on some water.
Oh, man. All right. It goes down, like, subtle. And then it kind of hits you at the end, so you gotta be a little careful.
Yeah, and the flavor happened, like, right after I exhaled,
yeah.
And it was weird. It was like a couple seconds later, all this flavor bursted out.
You can definitely taste the citrus, for sure.
Oh, you can. It's beautiful. And my canna cousin just showed up. Little Diana.
Hello.
She's actually a patient from California, so we'll have some questions for her.
Here.
We are on air.
We are on air.
We are on air live. So, how was it? What's going on?
I think I need a couple more hits. I'm slowed down a little bit. Okay.
All right.
So far.
We'll let her hit
it up.
All right. Citrus? Nope. It is called Grand Lemon. And it's delicious. Let's see here. I'm typing this out as I exhale. That talent. Multitasking, friends. That's what we do around here to get you the news and fun information. Woo-hoo! All right. So there you go.
All right.
Have a little bit of a strain review. For me, it's really heady. It's one of those, it feels very sativa for me, and I'm not, like, used to a whole lot of sativa, so it's very,
right.
Like, it really hits me hard in the face. Which is fine.
Oh,
it can hit you hard in the face. That's all right. but for some people, you know, we have a resident master grower expert around here that has been studying terpenes. And I forget what this one's called. I hope he texts when he hears this. I hope he's listening. It's a lemon terpenoid. Lemonine? Ooh, I bet that's it. Lemonine. You guys out there on the web, look it up. I'm going to do it. Write it out. Lemonine. But look it up. He's looking up the terpenes in cannabis, and I think it was a High Times magazine or maybe even Treating Yourself, something that was here at Tumbleweeds. But what he said was, and this is what I found fascinating and also answered a question of mine that I've been wondering, and I'm sure a lot of other people wonder, when you look at a bud and you don't see a lot of the crystals and the THC, is that bud's still going to get you as medicated, as high, if you will? And the answer is, oh, most definitely yes, because the terpenes that are in the cannabis are not necessarily like in the stalks of the THC. They're inside the plant, which is also why when I like to grow the autoflowers. So when you add the synergy of the ruderalis to the sativa and indica that's already in the autoflowering plant, all the terpenes that are in there, they actually create this really great medicinal synergy together that you don't get. It's kind of like missing a part of something, you know?
It is.
It's like missing a part of a puzzle. You put it together, and I like the autos because, for me, it's like a little bit of everything, and I think the ruderalis that's in it just evens it all out. It makes it kind of mellow. You're not like super stoned and you're not so like body high you can't move. It's a really good blend, and
it's so
pain relieving, and you can think
so
and get stuff done.
I cannot tell you how much relief I get from auto seeds. when it comes to my arthritis. It just clears up.
Yeah. And that's just this particular strain. I'm not saying every auto strain is like that, but the ones that I happen to grow and love happen to be pretty, yeah, we've got a, well, see, okay, this is, we've got a little comment on the blogging here. We've got a White Russian auto with 22% THC, blueberry auto up to 20% THC. I know I tested mine last year. It was 13.5 THC, which that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But the CBDs were 0.77, CBNs were 0.38, something like that. So I think those were pretty good levels, and it kind of it just makes people feel really cozy. It's like a warm campfire. That's how I like to explain the autos. Now, the Grand Lemon is smack.
Yep, I'm there.
You're there?
I'm there.
All right. Oh, you know what? We want to talk once again about the Medical Cannabis Festival of Education. AZ for Normal is an awesome organization that is putting this on with Tumbleweeds Health Center, and they're going to bring down this gargantuan tent for all the bands that are coming down there. And if you go to Tumbleweeds Health Center, I think it's the bands are listed.
Okay,
if you go to the calendar section, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Go to calendar and then events. Medical Cannabis Festival of Education right there. Saturday, April 20th, 2013. Did I put the time in there? I did not. So you can show up when you want. According to the website.
Noon to 6.
Camp out. Tickets are 150. No, I'm just kidding. noon to 6. So four of the bands that we know of are in the recesses. Some of them are old, Dan Crawford, and I think a few others. There are going to be at least four, if not more, bands down there during the whole day. There's a march happening, and I'm not sure if it's starting at 4:20 or what's going on, but there will be a march, and it's a march for patients, members, non-members, anybody that want to support the cause, the mission, the goals.
Where are you guys going to march from?
9 miles.
I thought it was 19. I thought they said 19. Yeah.
19 miles?
Up Mount
you
Lemon.
You people are crazy.
Up Mount Lemon, barefoot.
Oh, you darn.
We're running. We're running with cannabis leaves just to cover us. That's it.
I'm good.
The march is just right out front. It won't be very long. It might be a couple blocks or so because we have some patients that don't walk as well or some are in wheelchairs and some that just don't want to walk that far. Who knows how hot it's going to be? I don't know. Yeah. So let's see. Well, I don't have the weather that far, but it'll probably be 80s or something, hopefully mid-80s. Nice. It'll be good. We'll have a kettle corn truck out there. And
where?
I know,
at the festival or
yep,
at the
festival.
Walk? Okay.
Well, the walk's going to take place from the festival, so you're going to...
Oh,
that makes sense. Wow, Grand Lemon hit you hard. She can't think anymore, folks.
I was just supposed to follow.
The march is down the street at...
I thought it was, like, at a different time. I was waiting for you to tell us where this was happening.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5301 East Broadway.
All
Tucson,
right.
Arizona. Yeah, so the march will take place a couple blocks out front, and you can come down and talk to... there will be a couple of our doctors from Tumbleweeds Health Center will be down there to talk to you. There will be a couple growers cruising around to talk to you. Meducation hours will still happen the normal time, 12 to 4. There will be games. We're going to do the Guess the Ganja, Guess the Grams game.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, that's always fun. If you guys think you know everything about marijuana and cannabis and all
come
that good stuff.
Come smell it.
Yeah,
and
see if
it.
You can you identify
smell
it.
Smell it and look at it,
and
that's
then
it.
See if you can guess how much it weighs. Two different strains, though. We're going to try and trip you up here. So it's a lot of fun. Tons of education. And remember, we're pointing to our new address. Of course, I was pointing at Tech Guy, and he's like, why are you pointing at me? You're the new address. Well, it's actually that way. Next parking lot over, the new address starting May 1st, 5315
East
Broadway. Suite 105.
Suite
105. Yes. Cool boots. So, that's going to be, hey, if you know the secret tag word for the day, cool boots. The first patient to come to Tumbleweeds to tell us the secret tag word of the day, last time I'm going to say it, we're not even going to post it, cool boots, you get a joint. Ow.
Come
first,
in.
First
and
patient
that
comes
phrase
in.
To us.
Yep. Not even going
to
say
let's
that
do the
phrase
trivia
anymore.
Questions since we just did that.
Oh, this is a good one. So we'll do the trivia question, or should we do an announcement first? Or should we do the trivia question?
The trivia question first.
All right,
let's keep
go for it.
The announcement.
All right.
Like a little suspenseful.
Okay.
All right.
I do that. I like that idea.
What actor? Okay, this is our trivia question, so you can win a joint. You got to come in and answer this question at Tumbleweeds, and the girls will give you a free joint.
The first
if
person.
If you're patient.
Only the first person to answer this, not like the first 500 that show up. You know, you're going to tell all your friends, and you're all there's like 500 of you show up at the door
be
like
the
last
first.
Time.
Come
be the
at
number
five.
One person to come in. Win this.
All right. What actor was arrested for selling bongs over the internet in 2003? Not 13. 10 years ago, 2003.
Wow.
What actor was arrested for selling bongs over the internet in 2003?
We have a bunch of patients in here. No way. You guys can't win. Can you? Can they? Can they
can
win?
Can
family
win?
Members win?
They haven't seen it.
We have
it.
To have a disclaimer. Family members not allowed to play the game.
I just
please
want to
raise
my hand.
Thank you for playing.
Okay,
so, and if you
not,
can,
I want
you,
guys
you can decipher that. You win a joint. All right.
Ow.
I don't want to win.
Oh, my goodness. We have some smarty pants blogging. all right. We will wait for the announcement. Should we play a song?
Yep.
I like songs. I like music.
Big announcement, guys. Stick around.
Coming up. Big announcement. But in the meantime, we're going to play our favorite song while we wait for Lady Luck to call in. And this guy, Steve Burke, who's running for mayor and or maybe all of the above, commissioner in Florida.
In Florida.
Miami Beach?
Yes.
Yes. And we ordered our Steve Burke for mayor shirts. We're excitedly waiting for those. Steve, tell you guys, we haven't got our shirts yet.
Hey,
got a box coming, I believe. So,
what?
So tell us, don't tell us. Tell us the answer to this trivia question for one thing. Read it again real quick, and then we're going to bust into a song and come back for some fun.
Trivia question for a joint. What actor was arrested for selling bongs over the internet in 2003?
Do it.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. They're about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking
know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco
Pharmaceutical prisons, I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. Woo-hoo. This is freaking awesome. Awesome is this that we get to sit here? I mean, we're pretty blessed in this little country of ours, sitting here, having some cannabis, talking about what's going on in the world.
I'm pretty grateful.
I'm pretty grateful, pretty blessed, pretty hopeful, too. We were chatting with our bloggers online about fingers and toes crossed. Pretty soon, I really think the world over just won't even care, and they'll start focusing on problems that,
actually matter.
Thank you. Wow. We're pretty synergistic on this grand lemon this morning. So, we have, in the news.
In the news.
Want to read a little news? This is just all over.
Physicians recommend marijuana for PTSD and Parkinson's disease. Well, duh. The panel recommends post-traumatic stress disorder and Parkinson's disease be added to Michigan's medical marijuana conditions. Lansing, on Friday, April 5th, a panel of doctors gave their final approval on a recommendation that would expand the list of ailments justifying a patient's inclusion in the Michigan Medical Marijuana Program, MMP.
Look how they spelled marijuana.
Marijuana.
With an H, the original way. Just take a note, folks.
Two conditions were given approval, and two more were announced as under consideration. This was the third hearing for both post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and Parkinson's disease. The medical marijuana review panel is almost exclusively composed of physicians and is tasked with reviewing scientific literature and taking public testimony in determining if marijuana will deliver palliative relief or provide therapeutic benefits for the symptoms or effects of specific illnesses. These illnesses are introduced to the panel through a petition process initiated by a Michigan citizen.
Thank you. The recommendations will now enter the final stage of the process, approved by the head of the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, Lara. Hey, Lara. As of January 31st, Steve Arwood is the new director of LARA and the man to whom the responsibility falls. Arwood has plenty of information with which to make that decision. One of the hearings was held at the Michigan Library in Lansing, where testimony from patients was videotaped for submission to the panel. The issue of Parkinson's disease had already been decided at that time, and the resultant videos were focused on PTSD and the effect it has on veterans and non-military sufferers. Researchers in Arizona are being blocked from conducting medical research at universities by varying interpretations of state law regarding medical cannabis. The next two illnesses to be considered by the panel are autism and asthma. Michigan residents are already promising to come out in force to support the addition of these ailments to the list of qualifying conditions. The panel's next hearing date has not been set as of this writing. Interesting.
I can just remember my brother. He's autistic. I don't know if I can even picture him being high. to be honest.
Well, and maybe he doesn't need to be high. Like, that's the thing. Like, a lot of the sativas are the what give you that feeling of stoniness, highness. Maybe they need the indicas that will, you know, mellow them out more in the body.
Maybe.
I think the Ritalin effect, they give kids the sativa kind of strains because it kind of has the opposite effect. So if your kids are on Ritalin, you want to try an alternative, look into that.
Our announcement.
Oh, we're still making them wait.
Are we?
Oh, yeah, there's more news.
Oh, well, then we should probably tell them that they're still waiting.
Oh, you're still waiting. I had a question, though. So it's interesting that the scientists out there are saying we want to call this cannabis, but yet all the programs that come up out of the federal government, they're all marijuana programs. So just want to know what your thoughts are. Do you call it marijuana? Do you call it cannabis? What do you call it? Someone out here says I call it smoke. Just curious. Curiosity is getting at us over here.
I like that. I call it smoke.
Yeah, call it smoke. Smoke. All sorts of terms for it. Weed. All of it. All that good stuff. All right. A little more news. And we have some interesting, we have a little summary of Arizona law, which I found online, which I thought was pretty interesting. Hoping that it's pretty up to date. Our lawyer will quickly correct us if not.
All right. Embarrassment over marijuana use quickly fading in entertainment.
Right.
Everybody knows how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that if a celebrity were caught smoking marijuana, he or she would have to perform a whole song and dance to the tune of regret and shame. There'd be the pulled endorsements, the heartfelt public apology, Michael Phelps, via print, the heartfelt public apology via talk show circuit, and the hefty donation to a drug rehabilitation center. And even after all the tears and penitence, some careers just couldn't recover. Luckily, more and more celebrities are refusing to apologize for using a substance that is safer than alcohol, and more sectors of society are refusing to stigmatize them for it. Yay!
Yay! With social followings in the millions, entertainers like Rihanna and Justin Bieber are in a unique position to have a platform to educate people about the comparative dangers of marijuana versus alcohol and to reach out to elected officials to promote policy change. We can only hope that as the fear of ruined careers dissipates further, more celebrities will take advantage of the platform and help out the people who face much harsher consequences for making the safer choice, everyone else. Some, such as Brad Pitt, have already started.
Like, think about it. You could get a DUI, and all you have to do is pay a fine and do community service after a little while. It's freaking irritating. And then you have someone who has legal medication and they still get put in jail for it for months on end without their kids and their families.
Yeah, it's really freaking sad.
Torn apart over medicine.
Completely
seriously?
Torn apart, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Unjust.
The amount of energy they put against it.
Right.
When they should just seriously partake and take a relax.
Here, you look stressed. Have one on us.
Take a look at my side.
Take a look around.
For a change.
Yeah.
You know?
For reals. All right. Guess what? I think Lady Luck is online, but we're going to try it. We're going to see if it's her. Okay? You guys all ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll see it. Are you there? Wait. Hold it. You're live.
Can
are you
guys
with
hear
us?
Me? Can you guys hear me?
Luck.
We got
you. Hey, guys. You guys are talking about my favorite subject, psychology.
Oh, I thought it was marijuana.
Well, that too. Come on. Close second. I mean, let's be real. But, I was just listening to you guys go on about the psychological conditions, which I absolutely am behind for the use of medical marijuana. And I don't know if any of our listeners know this, but I do happen to have a higher education degree in psychology, and I think even if you're using it for unwinding at night, it's something that you need to do. And I've talked to patients, and they are absolutely torn up by the things that they've seen in war. They're absolutely
Well, and in their
they're driven by anxiety, and there needs to be some sort of alleviation for that. And so as I was listening to you guys, I thought, oh, what a perfect subject for me to listen to. Wow.
Yeah, well, it's for not...
You know, I have to say that I am a little troubled because I've heard that that these conditions might not qualify in the state of Arizona, which I hope happens because, you know, this is definitely something that's needed for patients.
Well, and they just tried again. There was a second running of the bulls of trying to get these ailments approved, and they didn't pass. They're not approved.
It's very troubling as a psychologist. And I can't tell you how many psychiatrists, psychologists, people that I've met in the field absolutely believe that this is a medicine that is nothing to look down upon, and it's better than, you know, tranquilizers. It's better than the Xanax that people are popping. You know, so it has so many benefits, and people are refusing to look at it from a psychological benefit. And that's where I really get, you know. But, you know, I like to spread my luck in all sorts of ways. So as long as people have, you know, the other ailments, they do get the benefits of this medicine, which is great.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, and like I blurted in so rudely, it's also for non-veterans. And that's something that this article said. It's for veterans and non-veterans. There are a lot of people in life that experience some very traumatic things that this can definitely help.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really should be up to the people, and it really should be up to people.
Well, I mean, has anybody ever stopped and asked a Vietnam veteran why they smoked pot in the first place?
Well, do you know that?
I mean, it's a good question because usually their answer is I wanted to escape. I wanted to have some alleviation from what I was going through. And these are people who are fighting for our country.
Well, and these are people that
they're
have
not just,
and lives and need medicine to help them deal. You know, there are some people that have such extreme PTSD, they can't leave their home.
Well, it's
absolutely. So, I mean, on a level of functioning and on a level of respect, I would consider, you know, these people should be allowed to have the medicine that they view is right for them. And if that's cannabis, then that's cannabis.
Yeah.
Actually, it's being...
You have to speak up.
Okay. One of the things that...
Yeah, come sit over here.
Stress disorder, when there's a trigger... I'm Diana. And with post-traumatic stress disorder, when there's a trigger for the event that caused the condition, what happens is the patient doesn't know the difference between a perceived event and a real event. And what marijuana or cannabis does is it's purposeful forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at nighttime, there's things that you want to forget so you can go to sleep and have a good night's sleep at night, because sometimes in life, there's things that we come across and see and experience that our brain in this day and age cannot handle, and it's called purposeful forgetting. And there's ways to get that without getting high as well, with different kinds of medicine.
Absolutely. And there are ways to get past that initial feeling of wanting to go to sleep. You know, it's very hard for veterans.
Well, it's hard for a lot of people. Like I said, it's also for non-veterans. It's for people out there, you know, like I said, you know, people should have the choice, and it can be psychoactive for people, so it needs to be regulated in some sense, like they do alcohol, and, well, they don't regulate other medications very well, as we see, but anyway, it's, you know, it's important that, and I really feel like one day we're not going to have to sit here and discuss what's going to be approved and what isn't, because they're just going to legalize it, or whatever term they're going to use to allow the states to have it for themselves. We're not going to have to sit here and say, I want this added or that added. You're just going to be able to go get it and think for yourself. Face clean. Oh my gosh, Nat, is this why you're laughing? Is the picture why you're laughing?
I'm laughing.
It's about time for empathy. And she just opened a picture to a 400-pound Tony the Tiger. and a really scrappy Michael Phelps, which we were just talking about, very appropriate for this time. Lady Luck, are you sticking around for empathy for the rest
sticking.
Of the show?
I don't have anything else to do right now. I'm waiting on my car.
Okay. Oh, you can do whichever one you want. Okay. I get Tony the Tiger, I guess. But let's explain. And everybody, what are your thoughts about that? Just about the fact that one day, I just think that it's going to be legalized somehow. What do you guys think? Are the states going to allow it? Is the world going to accept this plant ever? Or are we always going to struggle?
The world is already accepting it.
Well, America's behind a lot of things.
There's a good opinion.
We're still only
good
like
point. Well, good opinion. That the entire world really has already accepted it. And you know what? That's a good thought. We've got this really great timeline, this historical timeline on cannabis. And we're going to read a little blip of a timeline on every show now. Hold me to this because this is cool. So before we get to empathy, the year 2900 BC, the Chinese emperor, Fu His, whom the Chinese credit with bringing civilization to China, seems to have made reference to Ma, spelled M-A, the Chinese word for cannabis, noting that cannabis was very popular medicine that possessed both yin and yang. Wow. See, there you go. The year 2900 BC, the Chinese emperor was even using it. And
cannabis has
been yep, and there it is. We need cannabis to balance ourselves out. We're going to check that note off.
PTSD, everything included.
The Chinese emperor says we need cannabis for balance.
On procon.org. That's where we found it from. It's
yeah.
Historical time, history of marijuana as medicine.
And it's long. It looks
it's,
like we're going to be
long,
here for a couple years reading that one.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's
yeah.
a great resource. So people want to know stuff like that.
All right. Okay.
Also, coming up, don't forget, big announcement. First, we're going to do empathy.
All right. Empathy, food for thought. This is a great book we've been reading for a long time now. Ivan Art is our buddy now. If you want to check out the pictures, order yourself a book. You can buy one here at Tumbleweed, www.y-whynot.net. Empathy, food for thought is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what is socially and legally accepted, the why, and what is forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize our findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant. So like cannabis, this information is meant to be shared. So we are on page 46 of the latest version. And this is the why, misleading and false advertisement. So we have Tony the Tiger sitting on a, it looks like it's about to be broken, lazy boy. He's propped his feet up on a pile of boxes of Frosted Flakes. He's chowing on Honey Smacks. He just skipped the bowls now. He's going right on to just eating right out of the box. He's watching some TV. I know, gross. There's empty Rice Krispie box, milk all over the floor. It's kind of nasty. He's about, I'd say, a good 400 pounds.
Yeah,
you ever seen Tony like
guy.
That? Ew, not the slim,
that's
trim Tony
really
of the 70s. Oh, my goodness. Holy Toledo. It says 365,000 deaths annually in the U.S. are due to poor diet and physical inactivity. Sitting around like Tony in this picture. Nick Stace, Director of Communications at the Consumer Association, said breakfast cereals have a healthy image, yet our research shows that big brand manufacturers are lacing their cereals with such high levels of sugar and salt that it is no wonder we have a public health crisis on our hands. Researchers also found that a serving of Kellogg's All Bran, Quaker's Oat Crunchies, or Nestle's Golden Grahams contain four times amount of salt as a 25-gram bag of roasted peanuts. Foods with hydrogenated fats or oil contain trans fats, which, like saturated fats, have been shown to raise blood cholesterol levels and are linked to an increased risk of heart disease. Folks.
And that's what you're feeding your kids for breakfast.
Yeah. Come on. Get educated. Don't give them the Frosted Flakes.
Frosted
Oh man, that's just wrong. 365,000 deaths a year due to poor diet and inactivity. Okay, so
that's 100,000. No, how much is that? That's 1,000 a day. 1,000 a day?
Yeah.
Okay. 1,000.
Wow,
a day.
That's really scary.
1,000 people a day.
That's
just because of what they shove in their veins.
Yeah.
And what they don't do.
Yeah. Right. And what America says is okay to do. Sit around and eat a bunch of crap.
I cannot
really
get
well.
Over this picture.
Oh,
oh my
this
God.
Is great.
Okay.
Great photo.
It's Michael Phelps. Now, if you know me, you will have known I was a Michael Phelps fan back in 2004. Obsessed all over my walls. Like,
oh.
Word up, Space Queen.
Michael Phelps.
Word up, Space Queen. You got a word up from Ladybug.
All right.
That's
so
funny.
The photo is Michael Phelps standing all tall and proud with his many, many gold medals in the water, dripping wet. He's got like.
Dang, let me see that picture.
It's a cartoon. It's hilarious. I don't know. He's got elf ears and a giant mouth. I don't know. He's.
Tiny little Dolly Parton
so
waist.
Funny.
And a big old man.
So
kiss.
Funny. You have to get this book and look at this picture. But he's got, like, steam coming out of his nose like you would think a bull does.
Hmm.
It's so funny. And then he's holding a rock bong in his hand.
Nice.
Standing all
good
proud.
One. Probably got ice in it, you know?
I don't know. I don't know, but it looks pretty freaking cool.
All right.
And then the why
educate
not.
Educate us.
The why not. Testimonial of health and performance. Yeah.
Go figure.
Although no anti-doping rule was violated, swimming champ Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian, 22 medals, for which 6 gold and 2 silver medals in Athens 2004, 8 gold medals in Beijing 2008, and 4 gold and 2 silver medals in London 2012. Was suspended from competition and denied financial support in 2009 for 3 months by USA Swimming after a photo was posted on the internet showing him smoking marijuana out of a bong at a private party. Phelps also lost his sponsorship deal with Kellogg's. Ironic much?
Poor Tony. He lost his buddy, Mikey.
Oh,
hey, Mikey. He likes it. Oh, that was a cute person.
So what I'm gathering as you guys are talking is that they'll feed the world crap and then they'll tell the all-time winning gold medalist that he's wrong?
Yep.
Yeah.
His freshman is wrong.
Yeah, but now he's okay. He can eat Subway again. Subway can
Yes, that's right. He can eat Subway.
He's back to okay in Subway size. I'm not sure what happened. It just took a couple of years to have some of the public forget, I guess.
Well, he lost his Speedo.
But, I mean, this is all about the stigma, right?
This picture, he didn't lose his Speedo endorsement. Holy cow, that is just wrong.
Well, what a bummer.
Wrong. Wow. Well, that's just intense. You know, it just, you have to get educated for yourself. I know there's a lot of news channels out there that show you what you think is only what's going on. You know, you have to watch the NPRs and the PBSs and the other channels to get some more perspective. Talk to people. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5301 East Broadway Boulevard in Tucson, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And don't forget, they're moving to the next parking lot over. Don't panic, folks. Let's see what's coming up next in Hempathy. This is a great book. We're going to actually give a couple of these away at the Festival of Education. Tell them about that. What's
Festival
going on?
Festival of Education.
When is it?
February. I don't know where I'm at. Oh,
you're
gosh, it's Graham Lemon.
Wow.
April 20th.
Appropriate name.
12 to 6. Because I'm a mega space case.
Pretty much. No,
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, well, we know.
April 20th, 12 to 6. I'll keep going for you.
Festival of Education.
AZ for Normal. Tumbleweeds Health Center. We're going to put this on bands, education, vendors. We have a kettle truck. We've got a psychic. We've got massage going on. Come down. Talk to everybody about what's going on in the Canna community. There's going to be a march. Not a very long one, so don't worry. It's not like 9 miles up Mount Lemmon. as earlier announced.
I don't even think that woman is 9 miles.
Five. Oh, we'll get to the top 10. Oh, what, 100?
Oh, 530.
No. Well, if you want to help set up, that's 07.
That sounds like military time. I don't know if I'm down.
Yeah, see, I don't do military either. 7 a.m. if you want to throw up a tent. So anyway, Festival of Education, April 20, 12 to 6, right here at Tumbleweeds Health Center. Meducation hours will still apply, 12 to 4 games. You can win joints, spin a weed wheel. Come support the people that are supporting you. That's a good way of saying it.
I have a question, Belle. If we support the cannabis community and aren't necessarily a part of it, is it okay if we come down too and show our support?
Please come down. Excellent question. Kid-friendly event. There will be no partaking because that would be illegal. So just so you know, information. There will be doctors, growers, experts down here, our lawyer, hopefully a couple lawyers maybe that you can talk to and ask your questions, ask your legal questions, your growing questions, your cultural questions. You know, what is this myth about 420? Did it really originate in San Rafael, California in a little high school with some teenagers? Oh, we think so. From Northern California going, oh, you know it. We'll take it. We'll take it. That's right. Okay, let's see. Announcement before we close.
Our big announcement.
Always. Well, not always. Last week we let you know. Guess who have a new movie out?
Jason Chung.
The Boys of Cannabis. Well, they say marijuana. Want to get
marijuana.
Cheech and Chong's new animated movie. You're not hallucinating, but they are. It's a legendary.
Oh, I thought I was. Oh, my goodness.
Legendary Toker Jokers. Cheech and Chong, as you've never seen them before in their very first animated movie, catch the buzz as their most outrageous routines and laugh out loud lines from their Grammy Award winning albums come to life, including Dave's Not Here, Let's Make a Dope Deal, and more. With help from a bud-loving buddy crab named Buster, Cheech and Chong, the masters of smoking word, deliver the ultimate comedy high and give you the munchies for more.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Cheech and Chong are back.
They are back. And you can actually order this on April 23rd. It comes in Blu-ray or DVD. And they were on the Frank Show this morning. Did you know that, Lady Luck? They were hanging with
Lady Luck. Car isn't working to listen to the Frank Show.
You don't need a car to listen. Frank Show, what the heck? You need a radio, goof girl. So,
I know, this is a very strange position for me to be in. You know this.
You should check this radio, You should check the radio show out, but you should check this out. And this website, pay attention here. Maybe we'll blog it. Maybe a blogger can help us out. www.fkxconnect.com. That's fine.
F as in Frank.
FKX. Connect.com.
You can order the DVD.
It will be available at Tumbleweeds Health Center very soon for viewing and for purchasing. And it's going to be awesome. They made, what, 8 movies? 10 albums? 6 albums? 10 albums? A ton of stuff. They are the faces of marijuana. And actually, if you come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, one of their awesome patients gave them the original blunt roller that was in their Up in Smoke album, I think it was, or from the movie or something. And it's framed. It's in a beautiful frame, and it's on the wall. You can come check it out. It's awesome. It's a little faded. It's a little 50-something years old. But it's awesome.
I would hope so.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's really, really great. Let's see here. So how's the Grand Lemon?
Pretty good.
Pretty great. Pretty grand.
Oh, I'm jealous. I just heard two words that I didn't want to hear right now.
Grand
Lemon.
All right. Well, this is historical timeline that we're doing. This is great. We're going to do this along with Tempathy now. That's awesome. Lady Luck, sorry about your car. Thanks for joining us via the airways, if you will. And thanks all.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Always.
Everything.
We'd like to thank Space Queen for spacing out in our show today with us. She's awesome, always welcome, and she Facebooks the heck out of Facebook. Is that even possible? You can go to our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and there's a like link over there, and if you go click it, there's a whole bunch of places you can go and like us, Facebook's there, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, THC Finder, Weed Maps, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Festival of Education, April 20th, 12 to 6, right here at Tumbleweeds. Thank you, AZ Med Testing, Growers House, Mary Jane Survival Guide, for always being awesome. And let's we're going to, well, I was going to end with another song of ours, not of ours, but we had a guest, Cold Tate, the Cold Tate Band. Maybe you heard of them from the Bay Area, you know, Cold Tate, no? The Mary Jane Blues, we'll end with that one. But we would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center for hosting this show always. Come down here and get certified for $99. Get your free gift. Come meet Dr. George, our newest doctor. He's so awesome. Dr. Jasmine May is here as well. And hopefully those two will be out at the Festival of Education, ready to talk with you, answer your questions about, you know, do I have enough paperwork? Do I need paperwork? Yes, you do. You need a diagnosis. All right, stay tuned. Next week is a surprise show. Might be at a different time. And the following week, we have Mr. Smith from the Tucson Weekly. We're going to have a Smithathon.
A Smithathon
on the radio. The writer for the Tucson Weekly is going to be here to answer all your questions. He's been to all, well, I hope he's going to go to the newest dispensary in town. I think there's a fourth one or something coming up soon. Anyway, he's been to the dispensaries. He's talked to the politicians, he's talked to the police, he's seen it all, kind of stealth, undercover kind of guy. He's going to come down, sit here with us in our living room, and tell us what is happening in Tucson, Arizona, not the world at large.
That's pretty cool.
That is really awesome. Thank you, Canna Cousin, for being here. Space Queen, Lady Luck, and Tech Guy always, and our mysterious patient who got us this awesome historical timeline from 2900 BC. You guys are all awesome. We're going to end with this song here. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Six-hour drive and I'm running late. I'm burning borrowed time, every second counts. I keep telling myself, boy, better slow down. That I'll be feeling so much better when I see those city lights. Sheriff pulls me over, he'll be reading me my rights. Outlaw life. It's an outlaw life, outlaw life. They did Chinese medicine for centuries. Some folks claim that it's helping them to see. Those are ill and they just can't eat. Oh, a taste of Mary Jane would feel so. But I am just a farmer, ain't into politics. But now my doctor's doing time for helping out the sick. Outlaw life. It's an outlaw life. It's an outlaw life. Well, I don't want no trouble. If I can bust it, I hope that you're on my jewelry.
Signing out. Thank you, everybody. You rock.